the glory of Mr. Bill Watterson's work. I am sorry, I should have done that more slowly. And that punchline, though, sometimes that's the way things are. The other parallel, and it fits just about as badly as the Calvin and Hobbes cartoon, minus Hobbes, is The Matrix and the red and blue pills. Sometimes things are, they just are the way things are. And sometimes you wish that you could have a choice of pills, because being ASD can be compared to living on the red pill, but never having the chance to take the quiet life plugged into the matrix that comes with the blue pill. That black and white world I mentioned a minute ago doesn't really reflect the reality for me of living with ASD, but it does reflect part of my communication difficulties. I see a great many things in shades of grey and shades of colour, but when it comes to expressing my thoughts, they can come out in very black and white terms that don't necessarily reflect how I've come to those conclusions. And to contradict what I've just said, because another factor is my problem-solving ability. How do you explain why a solution you've just proposed works when it's driven by pure instinct and you have to start working backwards to find the shades of grey and colour that will test the idea to see if it's workable? It's therefore pretty difficult at times to prove my abilities and potential, because intellectual ability is not experience. Thinking outside the box requires application. Only having a master's degree has held me back, and those black and white answers mean that I interview poorly, and so I haven't advanced at work to a level which I feel reflects my potential. On top of that, clumsiness meant that I wasn't able to pass my driving test until I was 36, and it has also restricted my musical ability. I run on musicianship rather than actual skill, but there is an undoubted foundational skill in there. But it's not what it could be. That picture is actually of a cloned monastery. It was from the Global Day of Prayer a number of years ago. It's the only picture I have to hand of me playing keys. But the good news for me is that I've had opportunities with people. I was part of a team leading worship in my then church for 6 years before becoming musical director in the Strand Presbyterian in East Belfast, and 2.5 years ago now, moving to musical director in Green Island Presbyterian. I'm surrounded by a pile of support that recognises the difficulties I face, especially when I am misunderstood or don't express myself the best way. People who have given me chances. I've volunteered for Summer Madness for 22 years now, doing a variety of responsible roles and living that fine line between responsible adult and vulnerable adult, and I've helped at other festivals as well. My interest in trains has developed into a broader interest in transport issues, resulting in me making occasional TV and radio appearances, thanks to my friend and roads expert Wesley Johnson, as well as writing for Sligo O'Toole on a range of subjects, including the Belfast Adult Autism Advice Service. I always trip over that when we meet this. And leading me to start exploring doing academic research into the cost to society of congestion and the impact of choosing to drive rather than using public transport on those who don't have the luxury of choosing whether to get the bus or take the car, because they need their car to get about their business. So I wasn't lucky enough, emphasis on was. I overinvested emotionally and particularly paid the price with one girlfriend who left me devastated and feeling used at a time when I was very vulnerable for other reasons. My next two girlfriends, several years later and several years apart, were stories of recovery and discovery as I learned more about myself. Thanks to what I learned from being with them, I was finally able to meet Joanne in August 2010 and marry her in February 2013. She knew I was going to tell that story. She had to prove it. Her patience and love, and she hasn't been read this much yet. Her patience and love has been incredible, especially as she has walked with me through the whole diagnostic process, helping me, encouraging me, supporting me, and I live in wonder at that love, and I pray that I will never abuse it. She also has friends and family who won't be a bit slow to tell me if I step wrong. Beware of the two Rachels.